When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, on Apple App Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Communicate with Heat fans and others, including us, there all day long. Get off of Twitter, X, get away from the political stuff. Just talk hoop, unless you guys decide to take it somewhere else. But again, $2.99 per month. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out Better Edge. NFL season right around the corner. We're going to be running contests on Better Edge. We're going to be giving away stuff to people who follow us. All you got to do is answer a bunch of questions. That's free. Also, if you want to play on Better Edge, the best thing about it is there's no VIG. You're not giving away money to the house for free. That's what makes it different from other legal sports books. And yes, this is a legal social betting marketplace. You can find the line that you want. So check it out. BetterEdge.com. That's with an O. BetterEdge.com/5reasons or BetterEdge.com and use the code 5. That's the number 5, RSN. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Rain bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got it all banned. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Of course, one of our other sponsors, Prize Picks. Greg, I don't wear many hats, so we'll throw this out there. Use the code 5, put down $5, and you'll get $50 to play. So they got a 10-1 match at Prize Picks right now, our official daily fantasy partner. Of course, NFL season is coming up. We told you to get in on that Tyreek Hill play when it was 89.5 yards for the season opener. I checked today. Now it's at 96.5. So apparently Tyreek has gotten faster over the last week because now it's at 96.5 yards for their first game against Jacksonville. Go check out the props today. Make sure you get in before the Dolphins season opener. All right, we are in the middle here. We're not in the opener. We're halfway through. Greg and I have been counting up from 1 to 40. Also, check out the other episodes we've been kind of sneaking in there. I did one with Alex about Jimmy Butler being ranked the 6th best starting best small forward in the league going into this upcoming season on Hoops Hype. So we had some Tatum, Kawhi, and Paul George debates. Make sure that you check that out. That's there on the feed. But so far, we've gone 1 through 20. Before we get to 21 to 24, which I did put this all on Twitter, and I asked people what their guy for 21 is, and it's a consensus to a degree I did not expect. So I'm going a certain direction here because I'm going to honor our followers, viewers, listeners, because if I don't, we have nothing. But I will say here are the ones that people are most upset about from the first 20. Okay. I would say the number one upset is Dragic over Haslam. We discussed it in the last, right?
Yeah, it is. But I think, like, in retrospect, Gorn was a really, really good player. But, yeah, I get it. And if we want to just I don't know what the word is there. Basically, if we want to move him up in spirit, I'm good with that. We can move on. That's cool.
Do you see any way that Udonis could have been higher than 9, though? Because we have him at 10 behind Dragic, right?
I don't think so.
He wasn't a pillar star of any of the builds, right? That's kind of
Yeah.
Where we set this, that's and the others all work.
Our weird criteria that we've came up with on the fly, but still, to your point, right. I think that he just the ultimate Heat culture guy, the ultimate glue guy, the ultimate role player. But he would tell you that he was never like the number one option type guy, and that just wasn't him. But he still belongs where he is in the top 10.
Yeah, I think so, and probably could have put him 9. Goran, by the way, got plenty celebrated this past weekend, so I don't think he'll be upset at me or you or anybody else if he slips from 9 down to 10. I do think Goran's a top 10 guy, but again, we could have flipped that one. The other one that has upset people, but more viscerally, because look, people really like Goran, right? So it's like they're debating it, but then they'll say, "But we love the Dragon, whatever, but he shouldn't have been ahead of UD." Okay, I put Hero 16th. I knew that was going to create a stir, and it got ugly in the comments, as we knew it would. But he's a top 6 guy in points per game in Heat history, and I know that the game has changed and the pace is up a little bit, scoring's up a little bit. You have to take that into account. But again, he's been the third guy in what has been a largely successful build. Do you have any regrets from him being in the top 20? We can argue about 16.
No, yeah, I like that you frame it that way, because the rankings here, I think we're almost like, I hope the listeners know that this is difficult. And so they're almost like these are tiers of players, you know, to some degree, but the rankings is where people get hung up. I do not feel bad about where we put Tyler Hero, because there's a couple things. One, from a player that they drafted and the productivity that he has had since drafted, there's just very few guys on the list that have done that in Heat history. Mm-hmm. One, they've been a relatively good team throughout this. They've had a couple contenders, because if you get to the finals, you're a contender. Hate to break it to y'all. So I am not as like the Goran UD thing, I immediately could take on the chin. The Tyler Hero thing, I'm not as forgiving for. I think he's right where he belongs.
Yeah, I think so too. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put him there. I understand that there's recency bias in terms of us being kind of compelled to put newer players earlier, right? More recent players. And then I also understand there's recency bias among Heat fans who are frustrated with things that happened the past year. So we're kind of fighting those two things, right? Like, you know, the fans who follow us typically, okay, and we have older fans older than me, believe it or not, those exist. but we and older than you, or in the pocket between you and I, okay? But the large majority of those who follow us on social media, who we interact with the most, are between Brady's age and Alex's age.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're in that. Alex is, what, 28? I think 27, 20. He'll be upset at me for not knowing this. I mean, Brady's 21, right? Most of them are in that time frame, in terms of their, what is it? Is that Gen Z? Is that Gen Z? We're not in.
It my sounds right.
Alpha? Right. Okay. I'm Gen X. You're a millennial, right?
I think so. I mean, I'm 42, so I don't know what that makes.
You're on the edge. You're on the edge of millennial and Gen X, I believe. All right, but most of those who follow us are probably Gen Z. We should poll that, actually. Like, we should see where our fan base is, and for them, again, there's a push to get Bam higher, right? To get Jimmy higher, and yet to get Tyler lower.
Yeah, it's been a tough summer like for Tyler with Heat fans. It really has.
Right. So we're trying to balance all that. But when a guy was drafted, you know, 13th overall, has the bubble run that he had, wins a Sixth Man of the Year award, okay, is rewarded with a contract, which, again, Heat fans may not love it now, but most were in favor of it at the time, has improved year to year.
And the building wakes up when he's good. You said it, right, Ethan, and you have to be there to know that. And I'm not saying I'm there often at the home games, but I can tell you that Tyler makes the fans feel some type of way. And that's why I'm not saying sorry for where we ranked him.
Okay, so that's fair. All right, well, we're gonna talk about a sponsor here, and then we're going to get to our next four. And just so everybody understands how we decided to do this now, we're switching off. So that we can have a little bit more disagreement on these things. So we're switching off. So it's actually my turn to go first now, because you had 18 and 20. I had 17 and 19 in the last one. So I have 21 and 23 today, and you have 22 and 24. Before we do, though, if you want vintage Heat jerseys, pretty much everybody that we're talking about today, Jose can get a jersey for you of one of these. Here's a little bit more about jerseys305.com.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We've got a great new sponsor that fits with us perfectly. It's called jerseys305.com. That's jerseys305.com. This is your home for dead stock and vintage jerseys from the Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Marlins, and the other local teams. Their mission was born from a passion for wearing jerseys of the old styles and the past players. Jerseys 305 aims to make every fan stand out from the crowd with unique pieces that you don't commonly see anymore. Maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, but not today. And Jerseys 305 was created by the fans, for the fans. They're diehards just like you. In fact, they're probably listening to this episode right now. So check them out. Jerseys 305, their partnership with 5 Reasons Sports, celebrating with a 10% discount on the next purchase using the code 5 at checkout. Unlock your exclusive savings on the entire vintage collection. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I play that because I'm guessing that number 21 on my list, or our list, is probably a jersey that he can get. I have to go with Ronnie Cicely, because when I put this out there on Twitter, I would say 80%, whether it's Twitter, IG, I put it on my personal IG, who's 21? Everybody said that the person we passed over was Ronnie Cicely.
Yeah.
Which surprised me, which may be more my generation a little bit, kind of pushing back on, again, some of the Gen Z type stuff. But Ronnie was kind of a polarizing player when he played for the Heat. I think people are forgetting that. Now, just numbers-wise, okay, he's there. I mean, total rebounds for the Heat. This is in a Heat uniform. And Ronnie ended up having success in Orlando. So this was not the only place that he played well. He had a couple of good seasons in other places. But he had 4,544 rebounds. That is third. Haslam, 5,791. Zoe, 4,807. Ronnie, 45-44. Dwayne Wade, 44-82. Bam Adebayo, 42-75. So probably this season, I mean, barring an injury, Bam will pass Cicely. By the way, next on that list is a guy we're going to have to talk about at some point. Hassan Whiteside is sixth.
Whoa, then Grant Long,
Chris, Yeah, exactly. Then Grant Long, who we've not named yet, but he's going to be in the top 40 here somewhere. Chris Bosch, who we had at fifth. Brian Grant, who I believe was, 18th, I think. And Glenn Rice, who we had 11th. So the only two guys on that list, on the total rebound list, who have not been chosen yet are Cycli and Whiteside. I think you would agree probably that Cycli belongs ahead of Whiteside, right?
For sure. If you didn't go Cycli, that was absolutely where I was going. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 34 rebounds in a game. That's still, mm-hmm. I think, the franchise record for most rebounds in a game. It could have been 31 rebounds, but it was a lot of rebounds. And so also with where he was drafted, he was their first draft pick, not first overall, but like first draft pick in Heat history. And he was productive. It kind of ended weird with the trade and stuff, and they went in another direction. But I think that was the right move. That was honestly the guy that I was going to go with. So I'm glad that Cycli gets his due. Next up for me, though, I'm not going Hassan Whiteside. So I hope you didn't think that that was where this was heading for me.
I don't think you're ever going Hassan Whiteside, Greg, actually. I think that's going to have to be one of those that I tee up in our last four. But anyway.
Agree. Maybe Alex will sneak that one in along the way here if he makes an appearance. This is where it gets really difficult for me. And I think when you look at, like, I start to think about this as who in Heat history has to be in the top 25. To me, there's a few guys left that really are in that realm, but I'm going with the best shooter in Heat history. Yeah. Amongst all the great shooters that they've had, I think that this is a good spot for Duncan Robinson.
I'm with you. Actually, that's the other guy that I would have considered for 21 and probably who I would have put here. We discussed him a little bit in the last episode. What's the most important skill in the sport right now? Shooting. What does he do best? Shooting. I also admire his story. I admire the fact that he's a guy who was undrafted, passed over, popped with the Heat, struggled with the Heat, and came back with the Heat. I like the story of his resilience. We know what happened with the back injury last year. And simply this, they've been a better team with him on the floor over the past few years than when he's not been on the floor. And I think that is part of the pushback against Hero, because that hasn't always been the case with Tyler, but it has been the case with Duncan. I think that the dip in his production after the contract, is sort of a mark against him. But when you have a guy who is so far ahead of others on the same team in a storied franchise, I mean, he has to be a top 25 player. I'm going to give you the top 10. It's actually 11 because there was a tie for 10th. So the top, 11 in three-point field goal. Well, this is three-point field goal attempts. Let me go to three-point field goals made, okay? This is 10. Duncan Robinson, 1,012. Next is Tim Hardaway at 806.
Unbelievable.
Now the game has changed, okay? Timmy would have jacked up more. Even though it didn't always look as pretty as Duncan's three, he would have taken more, I think, of the modern age. But still, that's a 200 three-point gap. Then you have Hero at 733, Eddie Jones, who I think we had, 12th? 712. Glenn Rice, we had 11th, 708. Mario Chalmers, who we had 14th at 657. Goran Dragic, who we had 9th for now, 588. Josh Richardson, who has not made the list yet, but I think Josh is someone who may pop on here at some point, at 485, Dwayne Wade, 481, and Vashawn Leonard at 473. I mean, you're talking about he's got twice as many as the 10th guy on the list. He just has to be on here. He says he was a starter in the bubble. He's still
going to be critical to what they do. Like, let's be honest, they need him to be good this year.
Right. And I want to cycle back to on Cycli, because as we talked about him, I didn't quite get to this. One of the reasons that I think Ronnie had to be in the top 25, other than the fact that he's a prominent DJ now, is if you look at his first few seasons, he won a most improved player his second year. And you look at the numbers from years 2 through 5 for him. So it was basically 89 to 94, 16-6 and 10.4, second number being rebound, 16.4 and 11.1, 16.4 and 11.8, 17.1 and 11.8, 15.1 and 10.3. I mean, it's pretty consistent. Prior to his trade,
double doubles.
You knew what you were getting. Now, it never became, I think, what Heat fans had hoped for. The team success didn't totally come with that group, but again, he belongs up there. But The Duncan one was going to be my next. So now you're making things a little bit more complicated for me. This is where, you know, you start to look at some of these role guys who made major contributions. And there's a couple names that have come to mind for me. I think if we're going to go pre-Riley, is this controversial to say that I have Grant Long ahead of Steve Smith?
No, I don't think it's controversial. I do think that there is a faction of Heat fans that think that we've neglected the pre-Riley era. And it's crazy because like I was fully entrenched in Miami Heat, you know, fandom pre-Riley. I had all the jerseys of all these guys pre-Riley, including Harold Miner, who won't probably make this list of top 40. But I think Grant Long, when you just talk about longevity, he was like UD before UD. I get it. I'm with you there. Steve Smith probably is – we're getting close to Steve Smith territory just off talent alone, but I don't think it's that controversial. And I also think Grant Long is probably he fits perfect right in this range within Heat history.
Agreed, but I'm not going to take him. But I'm just throwing that out there because I'm processing this for as we go forward here. I'm looking at all the other role guys too. And as we start to look at the leaderboards, because I'm checking these as we go, because I want to make sure we're not missing anybody. We're cleaning up right now. Like total rebounds, we've got 9 of the top 10 accounted for. 2-point field goals made. We now have 9 of the top eight all accounted for. We don't have 9 or 10. I've mentioned both of those guys in the last 5 minutes that are not on there, but we've accounted for both of those. In terms of assists, we have the top 5. We don't have number 6, which is Bimbo Coles, who I don't think is going to quite make this list, but we'll see when we get a little closer. Sherman Douglas at number 9, who I think if Sherman played here longer, we might be calling his name in the top 30, but I don't think we can. But I'm going to look because there is no definitive guy right now. Okay. I'm looking at a few role players. I'm looking at James Posey, who made a significant contribution to the 2006 champions. But it didn't last that long. He wasn't here that long. I consider Jay Will a role player with this, as we discussed it, because he kind of did fill a role for them. He wasn't the white chocolate type player that he was prior to coming here. In fact, I've said many times that they coached him to be so disciplined that it was like you wanted him to break out and show a little of that white chocolate stuff. But he has a moment. Some of these other guys don't have moments. He has a moment. That game against Detroit, he closed them out. And that was a team that they had trouble getting past. Couldn't miss. He played a terrific game. Okay. There's another name we haven't called yet, which is an assistant coach on the team, which is Caron Butler, who I kind of feel like if he had one more season or two more seasons would make the list for sure. But I have a hard time with it because his rookie season, they were awful. His second season, which was the season with Dwayne and Eddie and Brian Grant and Lamar, he kind of was a non-factor for good portions of that year because he was injured. He had a big playoff game also. And then he was moved. So they didn't want to trade Caron. They loved Caron, but I don't know if I can quite go with him here. Another guy I'm thinking about because he contributed directly to winning right away was Chris Anderson. 37-3 when he came in. 37-3 that first season. He helped them take off. So these are all players I'm considering. But I'm going with Dan Majerle.
Interesting.
I'm going with Dan Majerle because he was such a perfect fit piece as a role guy to what they did. And I know I've said over and over that I'm having a hard time with putting so many guys from a team that didn't end up winning anything of any significance up so high. But when I look at, you know, you look at Majerle, Bowen who came in, but Bowen wasn't here that quite that long. Dan was a fan favorite for a lot of different reasons. I feel like Mike Miller would have made bigger contributions than Dan if he'd been healthy, but Dan managed to play more games, fit more into the rotation, even though he was a diminished player by the time he came. But I was looking at Majerle, I was looking at Posey, I was looking at Jay Will, I was looking at Walker, I was looking at Caron, looking at Chris Anderson, looking at Grant Long, but I'm going to go with Dan Majerle at 23. And it's not a statistics thing. It is like the organization felt seriously damaged when Juwan was taken away. And the next move they made was they signed Dan Majerle, plugged him in next to Hardaway, and he just became a core piece on 55 to 60 win teams right away. So I'm going with Thunder Dan.
I like that. I like the stroll down memory lane with Thunder Dan. You know, he was such a big two-way piece for Miami. Like, that's the other thing to not forget. He wasn't just some long-range shooter. They relied on him on the defensive end in ways that that you see very few guys get that kind of, like, nonstop best player on the floor assignment. He was getting that for quite some time until Bruce Bowen emerged very, very late. So for me here, as we're – so now we're at, what, 24? Is this what this is?
We're 24, yeah.
So I think about who has to make the top 25, and we're going to tackle 25 on the next episode. This is where I think impact on winning should have a big part in it. But I also think we should think about achievements. And Anthony Mason made an all-star team in Miami. It was one season. I'm slotting in Mace right here because of that all-star season. I think he should get a spot in the top 25.
Now, he would be the only guy who made an all-star team for them that we hadn't called yet, right?
Correct.
Because I'm looking at it, I don't think Karan never made an all-star team for them. He made an all-star team when he was in Washington, right?
Correct.
Not with the Lakers, but didn't make an all-star team for them. I think that'll be controversial because I think a lot of people have kind of put that season away in their memories. It's actually one of the more interesting seasons I've covered. If you look at the way that it started, I actually think it's one of Pat's three or four best coaching jobs with the Heat, because they were left, like, I don't want to use certain words because we were talking about a serious health issue here, but they were not expected to do anything. Let's just put it that way. Like, that bomb hit in camp. And I remember being at FAU sitting next to Barry Jackson, of course, all the way back in the year 2000. And they had just like put together this perfectly fitting team. Like, they finally moved on from Mashburn, from PJ, guys that we've talked about. And they get not only do they get Eddie Jones, who was kind of the prize of it, but they get Brian Grant to come. They paid him more than he expected to get paid. But Anthony Mason was kind of the throw-in piece. And he had this history with Pat. So it was like, okay, he could be problematic, but he wasn't problematic for Pat. And they bring him in. And so it was supposed to be, I mean, you talk about Pat wanting to play big. It was supposed to be Zoe, Brian Grant, Mace at the three. Initially, there was some talk, okay, maybe Bruce Bowen would slot in at the three spot, but most likely it would be Mace sort of as a point forward. And then you had Eddie Jones and Tim Hardaway in the backcourt. And there was a lot of excitement for this. If you recall, Tim Hardaway at Zoe's Summer Groove was leading the Eddie chants, yep, because Eddie Jones was in the building. They wanted all that. Now, part of that was, I think Timmy wanted to be done with MASH because there was not a great relationship there. But he sold it. Okay, he sold the whole thing. And you looked at that team, like, they had a lot of nice pieces too. And it was just like, okay, that is a perfectly form fitting for that era. Now you would be like Anthony Mason at the three. No, you're not doing that. Anthony Mason should be a five in the modern era of basketball. But Mace could handle, he could pass. And again, Pat knew how to use him, and he had a great first half. He really did. Now, the negative there, okay, well, a couple things happened. One is they ended up with 50 wins.
Pat could coach anyone to 50 wins after that season. I was humbled right after that, but
well, that's the problem, because see, they started, okay, so they, when they came back with Zoe, because they actually started the season with Dwayne Causewell at the center.
Yeah.
Okay. Pat tried Dwayne Causewell for about 7 games, and then that was it. All right. If I recall, maybe it wasn't even that many. And then finally decided, you know what, we're going to play Brian Grant at the five. That's it. We're going to play Brian Grant at the five, play Mason, play Bruce Bowen. They slotted Bruce Bowen in the starting lineup, similar to what, and this is another name that should come up here, even though we had a short run, similar to what happened with Luol Deng in 2015-16.
Most important signing in Heat history.
Had a damn good year. He had a damn good year. I mean, they took off when he went into the starting lineup at the four, when he had been playing at the three. But they, I think so, let me do the math here. They were 42-27 before Zoe came back. And then Zoe came back, and it didn't happen right away. They were 8-5 down the stretch. I can't remember what I ate 3 days ago, but I can remember this kind of stuff off the top of my head. It's crazy. They were 8-5 in the last 13, and then Mace just quit. And that's the only reason I was not I was thinking maybe not top 30 for him, because he did. I hate to speak ill of the dead and all the rest of that, RAP Mace. But it was kind of well known with that team that, like, he just, once Zoe came back and the offense started to kind of shuttle back to Zoe after it had been very Anthony Mason centric, that he was not happy about it. He was not the only one, but there were a lot of reasons, but they got blown off the floor in the first round. Like, Charlotte, it was bad. I remember Pat's press conference, and we had a big headline, I think at the time, 2000, I was at the Palm Beach Post, but it was like, embarrassed and ashamed. That was his quote. They just got bludgeoned. Like, they got run off the floor by Jamal Mashburn, Ricky Davis, and Eddie Robinson. If you remember Eddie Robinson, just
PJ Brown was there too.
PJ was there also. Exactly. No, because PJ had just come over there. And so that it was, the whole thing was embarrassing. They got wrecked. And then it was kind of the beginning of the end for 2 years, because the next season, as you mentioned, was like every guy with 1 year left on his contract who had been like a pretty good player somewhere else was on the Heat roster, like Jimmy Jackson, Travis Best, Cedric Sabalos. There were a whole bunch of those type of guys that were on that team the next year. And then they drafted Karan, and
that selection a little bit.
I drafted Wade. I would not have gone this high. I'll just say that, because but again, that's the beauty of this, is that we have different choices here. And I think a lot of people wouldn't have gone quite as high with Marley as I did, and may have slotted in one of the 06 champions. And that's fair. And I feel like we're getting close to slotting in more of the 06 champions. But I would not have gone this high. I would have had him probably top 30 to 32. But it's just the way that season ended. It was great first half. It was a great first half. But I don't know. It's a good way to end the episode. All right. So today, Ronnie Cicely, 21, Duncan Robinson. Well, this is four different eras, actually. So we kind of did spread it out a little bit. Ronnie Cicely, number one, Duncan Robinson, number 21, Duncan Robinson, 22, Dan Marley, 23, Anthony Mason, 24. We'll be back for 25 through 28.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.